Another quick one. Elisa couldn't make it today, so I'm actually doing this on behalf of Elisa. Elisa is the chair of the Stigma Clinician Communication Working Group, which is the group of people actually led the whole coordination and then also development of this testing guidelines. So, So basically, we just want to briefly sort of touch on why and what, and I think why and what and how. Apart from what Elisa listed here, I think the stigma continue to identify that more work with the GP to upskill them about the gay men with their sexual health needs, including increasing the STI testing and treatment, is continuing to be a priority. So I think that's why this work has been, as Chris has already mentioned, how many versions of the testing guidelines we already had so far. So this is certainly, the work is proven to be very popular and then supported by the GPs as well. So, and what? So thank you to our founder, our PHN, Central and Eastern Sydney Primary Health Network, fund the whole project. We circulated the expression of interest to not only the stigma members, but also opened up to all the possible stakeholders. And then there was a review process conducted. And then we made a decision based on, of course, applicants' experience, expertise, and so on, as well as propose the plan, because we want to make sure the deliverables and everything is going to be met in a timely manner. So how? And of course, Nick and Vincent, they were the successful applicants. I think the whole thing about this is, I think Vincent and Nick is going to go into the reviews and so on, the details. I just want to thank you to Elisa and then also her group, working group. They really sort of led the whole process to support the development and coordination of these testing guidelines, as well as actually the last thing they need to do is actually prepare the financial reports and so on to actually meet the needs of the PHN as well. Thank you.